Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Art Shop Fiverr. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, hi, CJ. Tim Williams.
How are you today?
I am okay. I have heard nothing but good things about your company. I was calling to find out if you offer it in my area yet.
Sure. I would be more than happy to go ahead and take a look at your service address and see if or when we would be in your area.
Okay. Great. It is 37 Michael Drive, Cottekill, New York.
And what is the zip code, please?
12419.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, so we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just see it through my other system as to if and when we plan on being there.
Okay.
And it'll just take me a moment. I do apologize.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Okay. And you said it was Michael Drive, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So nothing as of yet.
Okay.
It's possible that we will be there in the next year or so.
Okay.
Mm. I know it's a bit difficult, especially because, you know, you've heard such great things. We are still working on construction and all the permits. We're definitely expanding, and we're expanding very, very quickly.
Okay.
But again, that being said, it does take some time for the construction team to get the fiber out there. So definitely keep an eye out. If you would like, what I can do is I can take down your information and put you on the list to receive an email when we're actually in your area.
Oh, sure. That'd be great. Yeah.
How do I spell your first and last name, please?
It's Tim, T-I-M, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Okay. I already have the address. What is the best email address for you, please?
The one and only is N-O-V, as in November, Tim, T-I-M, as in my name, the number 4, at AOL.com. I know, AOL.
Oh, no, actually, you'd be surprised as to how many people still have AOL.
Yeah, it's just, I've had it for God knows what, whatever many years. And
I mean, I still use Hotmail. I've had Hotmail since, gosh, I think 1996 or 1998.
Yeah. You know, if it works, just keep using it. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, granted, most of the spam now goes to the Hotmail. But it was my first ever real, like, professional. It was funny because it was my father that set it up for me.
Oh, really? Well, that's kind of nice. That's a nice one.
Yeah, I mean, he was so into the whole new age of the digital world. And I mean, he was in his 40s already, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I used to think I was kind of smart in all of those directions, but now it's yeah, I mean, to say it's left me in the dust
I mean, it's crazy how fast the internet has developed and how fast technology has developed. Because if you think about it, the internet's only been around for like the last like 35, 36 years. And I mean, it didn't become public until like what, 93?
Yeah, well,
something along those lines. It's closer. Mm-hmm. I think it was a little bit earlier than that, but still, like, most people didn't really get into it until like the mid 90s.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, you know, nobody had computers in their house until I was trying to think. I had a computer at work in the mid 90s, but I didn't have one in the house. You know, people just
father constantly worked from wherever he was because he was vice president of the company that he was working for. So he had to bring his work everywhere. So he had a laptop. And then when he got a new laptop, I got his old laptop in 96. So That was like the first ever computer that I had really gotten on, other than at the public library.
Well, and then, of course, it was wonderful dial-up.
Oh, I know. We had AT&T dial-up.
Oh, yeah, that's great, yeah.
I mean, back when AT&T wasn't a cell phone company.
Well, yeah. Just, you know.
Oh, those were the days, though. I mean, they were good days. I mean, a whole cart of groceries only cost like, what, 20, 40 bucks?
Well, yeah, that's, well, I remember when
inflation at its finest.
inflation will come and go, but I guess it's, I remember when, gas was, I won't tell you that, but.
Actually, I'm pretty familiar with what the prices were back then, because.
Because I was a New Yorker, I was in the city.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah.
Partially.
And then I moved to the West Coast in 98. And I bought my first car. I bought it in 96. I was going out there. And I remember I used to fill my tank of gas for $20.
Yeah. It was intense back then. It was just so much easier. And. People actually had a chance. Plus, you didn't need a bachelor's or a master's for entry level jobs either.
Yeah.
I've actually noticed that lately. It was kind of interesting to see.
Well, there is some talk about kind of revising all those systems, so we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll see what happens as far as that goes. But, I mean, our world is just ever, ever changing, ever evolving. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes. And, it does. I mean, you think, I'm 65. And I think, oh, my God, how did I get to be 65? And it does all those things that you think about or hear about. And it has passed so fast.
Oh, yeah.
How did this happen? How did I get to this point? But here we are. So.
All right. Well, I've got you all set in for the notification.
Okay.
For you to get notified once we're in your area.
Please save me from Spectrum.
Oh, I know. We've had so many complaints about Spectrum.
God, I hate Spectrum.
I know. I do too, to be honest, because I actually knew somebody who used to work for them. And she left because she was getting in trouble just for having a regular conversation, trying to help them instead of following, their robotic, what's the word for it? The robotic script. So, yeah, I can understand. I mean, I've heard from a lot of customers different things and, at least we're providing, some better technology and also great customer service. So that way it's easier to deal with. Because I think that really goes a long way. Plus, we're all locals. So.
Well, and that's a huge thing. I mean, all these companies, I think that's one of the, since we're on, going back, I think it's one of the worst things that happened in the 80s is it started, companies started merging and then they became monopolies.
Oh, they did. I definitely agree with that because I remember thinking that in middle and high school when we started learning about the monopolies and how it was illegal. And it's interesting how, some companies can be seen as that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, all right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
You're so very welcome, Tim. Oh, absolutely. And we'll definitely send you an email as soon as we have service letting you know. You should also receive flyers in the mail, too, once we're close to being in your area. Because we usually send those out when the in-service date is within a couple of months away.
Oh, okay. Now, how far are you out in this direction? Do you know if it's safe so far?
I mean, so far, I don't quite 100% know, because Cuddle Kill is only like 20 miles, it's not even that far, you're over by Stone Ridge, So you're south of Kingston.
Right.
I mean, I would not think that that we are that far because we're already starting to provide service to Port Ewan and Ulster Park.
I was just gonna, well, I actually find, because the friend that had told me about you lives in Port Ewan, and he was saying he just was going
Yeah.
down there, so.
Yeah, so we're already providing service out there, so I don't see it being very long until we provide service a little bit west. I haven't seen anything with regards to like Hurley yet or anything, but
Yeah.
we do provide service now to Glasgow. We have customers in Mount Marion, Lake Katrine. So I mean, we are making our way to the western side of the Kingston area as well. And I know that we're starting to provide service even up in Catskill. And we do have plans on
Oh.
heading towards like New Paltz areas and Kerhonkston and all that.
Okay. Oh, good.
So
All right.
it'll just
Well,
take
all
some
right.
time.
Well, thank you very much, and
Oh, you are
I will
so very
wait.
welcome.
So, okay.
Absolutely. And I appreciate your patience as well. But I will be super happy when we get to hear from you and provide service to you.
Okay. I will also. So, have a good day and a good weekend.
Oh, you as
Thank
well,
you.
Tim, and have a
Okay.
fantastic, fantastic Halloween. Hopefully you get to
Oh, I'll
enjoy it a
definitely.
little bit.
In our odd kind of whatever weird weather, yo-yo weather we're having. So,
I know. I'm hoping it
see.
doesn't go a little wonky on Thursday.
It's from weather reports, it's supposed to be, I think, 80
Oh,
on
really? That
Thursday.
is
Yeah,
probably the
supposed to be
best
the
Halloween I've
high
ever heard of
70s
for the
in
last like
the
12 years.
morning. So, yeah.
I mean,
So,
10 years
and
ago I was in Catskill, right? 10
then,
years, 10, yeah. 2011, I was in Catskill and
yeah.
it was snowing
Yeah.
on
Well, that's not,
Halloween.
you
And for the
know,
last 10 years,
yeah.
it snowed around Halloween. So
Yeah,
for it
it's
to
not
be 80,
unusual, so I know.
that's pretty amazing. And
Yeah.
I might enjoy it. I might actually throw out the decorations then. Usually I don't quite decorate because my
Yeah.
road is a bit dangerous, so.
Okay.
But shoot, I might actually enjoy that.
You might, yeah. And so I know what you'll be doing this weekend
Oh, absolutely. I'm also going to the
then.
haunted house in my town too.
Oh, good. Okay, that'll be fun.
So, yeah, I was supposed to volunteer this whole season, but unfortunately, business got too busy.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. That's a good excuse. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But I hope
I
that you have
will
a
talk to you
fantastic
pretty soon.
Halloween, and we'll
Okay.
definitely talk to
Thank
you
you.
soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.